CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.
Good morning. Aren't you two getting up? Haven't you overslept? I thought he had to get to work early.
Oh, for Pete's sake, look at the time.
Get up, girl.
I didn't hear any signs of life in this. So I thought I'd better rap on your door.
Yes, everything. I thought I'd better walk a knock on the door.
Thank you, Aunt Effie. What are you doing here? Hmm? I thought you spent the night at Miss Jensen's. When'd you come home?
About 2 o'clock. Driving home by myself at that hour. Goodness, I was scared to death.
Well, how come you didn't spend the night? I thought she invited you.
So did I. But she never said one word. All evening we sat there talking and talking.
Yeah, well, don't you two stand there in the doorway talking and talking, will you? Somebody better get some coffee on. Look at the time.
We will. Don't worry. Go in, shower, and shave. What did she say?
Nothing. Not one word about staying.
What?
Finally, about 2 o'clock, yeah. And I don't think Aggie Jensen has been up that late since goodness knows when.
Why, you haven't seen her for so long. You had a lot to catch up on.
We both just talked a mile a minute.
Uh-huh.
Except now that I think back, she did act a little funny all evening.
What'd she say?
Well, it wasn't anything she said. Except when finally at 2 o'clock, I said, well, this is certainly long past my bedtime.
Uh-huh.
And Aggie said, mine too. So glad you dropped over. I hope you have time to drop in again before you go back to Montana.
Why, isn't that funny?
Yes. Well, I thought if she's going to be that way, let her be that way.
Oh, sure.
I got in the car and came right on back here.
I don't blame you at all.
No.
I just don't blame you at all. Well, thank you. You're having an off last night. Oh,
breakfast, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. All right, dear. All right. You go get dressed yourself, Aunt Effie, and I'll tell you at breakfast. Come on, honestly, dear. Everything's ready. Never knew you could leap into your clothes and get down here so fast, huh?
Yeah. Look at the time, will you? Aunt Effie's watch must be fast.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I was rushing around so myself, I just assumed it was late.
Look, I flew into that shower. I nearly cut my throat shaving. I yanked on my clothes. Just then our alarm went off.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Ah, well, for once you can relax and enjoy breakfast, huh? Well, where's Aunt Effie? It shouldn't take her this long to get dressed. Aunt Effie?
Yes, I'm on the way down.
Yes, she comes
up. Terrible.
She what?
I don't know. I didn't get it.
What did she say?
Oh, don't look at me. Don't look at me. I just look terrible.
Oh,
my goodness.
Heaven's sake, Aunt Effie. What are you worried about? I've seen you in curlers hundreds of times.
Yes, my heavens. He doesn't think anything of it, Aunt Effie. Here's your orange juice. You want a fried egg?
I'll fix my own. You sit down.
I'm fine. Oh. Might as well do yours, too.
Well, all right. But I don't expect to be waited on. My, I just can't get over Aggie Jensen.
Dear, she invited Aunt Effie to spend the night and then didn't say one word.
I guess she's a little mad at me about something, but I can't for the life of me think what it could be.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry about it.
No,
well, I know.
If you said she wants to be that way, let her be that way, you know. Oh, we haven't told you what happened to us.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, last night, by golly. Aunt Effie, the phone rang.
Yeah, it was midnight. We were both asleep, and the phone rang. And
you tell her.
Yeah, all right, I'll tell you. Well, to begin with, you know how we didn't go to the Civic League ball last night?
Now, you could have gone. I told you I was willing to stay home with the children. I didn't have to see Aggie Jensen last night.
Yeah.
And frankly, the way she acted, not saying one word about my staying overnight when she most certainly invited me.
Yes. Well, we didn't want to go because there's always a mob and we never win anything anyhow on these raffle tickets, you know. It's just
Aggie didn't really act mad last night, you know, just sort of peeved about something.
Well, don't worry about it, dear. I mean, I wouldn't, you know. Anyhow, last night it turned out the phone rang, and for the first time in my life, I won something.
Oh! Well, what did you win?
Well, about 2 months ago, I was downtown, and this girl came up to me on the street. Well, I didn't think anything of it at the time. A very pretty blonde girl, and she said she was selling raffle tickets. I was picking up some brown tan shoes that he had down there. And that's
why we're shopping. Don't go back 2 months and give every detail.
I like it.
You know, get to the point of something. Look, she won a freezer.
Oh. A freezer? You mean one of these big...
He'll tell you about it.
Oh,
go
look,
on, dear.
No. I knew I shouldn't have said it. But it is true, honey. You women are all alike. I mean, you've got to give 6 million details before you ever... Come on now. Are we mad?
Yes, we are.
No. Come on. Don't be mad at him.
Oh, I'm not going to stay mad because then I'll have to keep quiet and he'll do all the talking.
It was
exciting and happy, really. First time in my life I've ever won anything big like that, you know.
How big is it?
21 feet.
Long?
Yes.
No,
something else.
Long,
what do they call it?
Cubic feet.
Yes,
21 cubic feet.
Cubic feet, yes. If you could have seen us racing around trying to find my raffle tickets while the man is waiting on the phone, you know, to prove I had the winning ticket.
Oh, I tell you.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, no.
But don't you already have a freezer?
Yes.
Oh, what are you going to do with another?
Yes, that is the question.
Well, I wish you'd stop acting that way about it. You spoil all the fun of winning it.
Well, I don't enjoy being a killjoy, dear, but I got a sneaking suspicion the fun is about to begin.
What do you mean?
My egg is hard.
Oh, I know. I was talking to you, and I forgot the frying pan. They all are.
Oh, it's all right, dear. We can eat them.
Mm.
Now, what did you mean? The fun is about to begin.
I have got to get over to the auditorium where the shindig was held last night and do something about that freezer before noon. Seems there is a rule of the auditorium. Things have to be cleared out before noon of the next day, especially today, because some other group's moving in, it seems, in some kind of an exhibit.
Mm. I suppose you better call that trucking company we've done business with before.
Where am I going to have a truck to?
Where? All here.
Well, dear, you certainly don't need two freezers.
Well, no, I know that, Aunt Effie, but we'll sell the old one.
The old one that you're referring to is only 2 years old, and where, might I ask, are you going to put the new freezer?
In the basement. In the basement with the other. Now, I know it'll be crowded for a while, but we'll make room.
Darling, we can't get it in the basement in the first place. It's a different model. It's an upright. It's 21 cubic feet. We hardly got the other one down there. As it was, we had to take the door jamb off.
Well, maybe you could keep it in the garage. Might even be easier than running up and down the basement stairs all the time, the garage being right off the kitchen, you know?
There's no room in the garage if we still use it for the car.
I don't want my freezer in the garage anyhow. Oh, honestly, when we decided to build this house, the one thing that was definite, I said, I want the kitchen so designed there's room for my freezer. So what happens? We get it all built, there's no room for the freezer. Mm-hmm.
Well,
the basement.
Anyhow, something's got to be done about this wonderful new prize that you want. Something's got to be done before noon. I'll be at the office. Maybe you'd better drive down to the auditorium.
Well, Eleanor's giving a luncheon for Aunt Effie.
Yes, that's why I put my hair up.
Can't you call a trucking company and have them pick it up?
Pick it up and put it where? Out here? Have it sitting out in the yard?
Oh.
Well, what do you suppose it's worth?
Oh, golly, I haven't any idea. Probably between $400 and $500.
Really?
Goodness.
Oh, honey, well then let's sell it.
Darling, it's got to be put somewhere while you're looking for somebody who wants to shell out $400 for a 21-foot freezer. I'm saying, I mean, that's a lot of money.
All right, I take less. $395. Mm-hmm. It's sound money any way you look at it.
You could even afford to go as low as $380.
Yes, sure. Let the trucking company store it in their warehouse for a couple of days. With all the girls I know, they'll be fighting to get a bargain like this.
Mm-hmm.
They will. Fighting.
Yes.
Well, look, you bring it up at Eleanor's luncheon today and let me know how you make out.
Now, I don't think she ought to say anything until you find out exactly how much the freezer's worth. You don't want to lose money.
No, that's right. Can you find out what it retails for?
Mm-hmm.
You could sell it the wholesale price.
Yes,
He's glad.
What are you smiling at?
Well, I mean, I'm not really smiling, you know, but maybe I'm wrong. I just hope so. Maybe you'll find somebody who will just jump at the chance, but frankly...
Listen, if somebody wants a new freezer and I can sell this one to them for less than they'd pay at the store, why, they'd be
crazy not to buy
it. They would be crazy, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, honey, you stop worrying.
Well, you wait until I find out what it retails for before you approach your friends, see? Because we've got trucking charges, we've got warehouse charges, and the longer sits in the warehouse...
Don't worry.
I wish I knew why Aggie Jensen acted so funny.
Oh,
that's what worries me. Uh-huh. We've been friends for so long.
Yes. Well, don't worry about it. Now, let's finish breakfast. Oh, we've all got a lot to do today, and honey, try to be happy that I won a prize, dear.
Yeah. I'll let you know when I get home tonight how much of a prize it is.
I can set the table, dear. Now, never mind, Betsy. Aunt Effie will do it.
Oh, Aunt Effie, please. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Betsy's job, and I've finally gotten it, so she does certain... Oh, please, you're a guest.
No, I'm not a guest at all. And if you start waiting on me, I'll pack up and go home.
Oh, well, really sweet of you. Oh, hi, dear.
Hi. Well, wait till you hear about our day.
It was your day, Aunt Effie, really. You look tired, dear.
I am more than tired.
Well, your aunt was guest of honor at Elmer's luncheon today, and she gave me the loveliest linen tablecloth with six lovely napkins to match, which she certainly didn't have to do at all.
Now, she wanted to, Aunt Effie.
Oh, I know, but...
I asked the girls over tomorrow for morning coffee, which I thought would be nice, you know, for Aunt Effie.
Uh-huh. Did you mention the freezer?
The what, dear?
Oh, the freezer. Oh, yes. Yes, and they were all just as thrilled as I was to hear I'd won it, but I didn't say anything about selling it yet.
Well, you said she shouldn't till you found out the retail price. I acted as though I were keeping it, and they all said how lucky I was, and they wished they had it.
So do I. So far, it has cost us, you know how much, $21 in trucking charges.
$21?
Exactly, $1 a foot, and it's 21 cubic feet. Oh. Then so far, just so far, storage charges, $20, $10 a month, $10 the first month for handling charges.
Now, what's handling charge? Now, those are the things that make me mad.
Makes you mad? So, my darling, your prize freezer has already cost us $41, so tack that onto the retail price of... $425. At least consider it, huh? When you start your selling campaign.
Well, honey, why did
you... Look, I just can't even talk about it anymore. I'm going in and read the paper until dinner's ready and try to relax a little. Boy, I tell you, it's one worry after another.
Well, you don't have to worry about Aggie Jensen anymore.
What?
I finally called her and asked her point blank why she acted mad. And my goodness, it seems that this year I forgot to send her a birthday card, which I always do. So I felt terrible, but we made up. Don't worry about that. Well, I'll go set the table.
What in Sam Hill was Aunt Effie talking about?
Oh, never mind.
Huh?
Read your paper and relax, and don't worry. I'll bet you 10 cents I sell that freezer tomorrow.
10 cents?
Yes.
That's about all I can afford. Okay, it's a bet.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Darrell Hawkins speaking.